Proclamation number 8343 of 30th of November, 1962. Action of good example. You shall proclaim my teaching on earth, which only teaches, demands, love. Love for me and for your neighbor. And thus you must also live a life of love yourselves, otherwise you will not find faith with your fellow human beings if you yourselves act differently than you preach. But if you give them a good example, they will also try to live a life of love in accordance with it, and then they will also experience the effect of a life of love on themselves. The blessing will not fail to materialize then either, and they will be allowed to constantly receive much in the way of light and strength, in wisdom and spiritual strength supply. But first they have to let love flare up within themselves, and you should help them to do so through your teachings and your own life of love. Very often the words are quoted, love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. But they always remain just words. These commandments of love are not lived out, and therefore only a few know about the blessing that a right life of love entails. Love is the divine, which glows in the human being as the tiniest spark and has to be made to flare up by the human being himself. Love is light and strength in itself, and thus a loving person must emerge from the state of darkness and weakness. And this must be recognizable by rich knowledge and strong faith. The human being must come to recognize the truth and also be allowed to connect with me as the eternal love through his life of love, and thus also receive strength, the influx of which results in every connection with me. However, the person who is satisfied with empty words, who does not live out love and thus sets a leading example for his fellow human beings, will not be able to achieve any of this. For a good example is often more successful than words can achieve. And if you humans keep telling yourselves that every form is worthless before me, then you will also make an effort to live a right life of love, and the blessing will not fail to materialize. You will be happy about the effect yourselves, for since you now enter a state of realization, the meaning of your earthly life will also become clear to you and you will now live consciously. The love within you will become ever stronger, because strength constantly flows to you from me, which you use again for loving activity. But what is meant by true love? You should regard all your fellow human beings as brothers. You all have the same father, and for whose return the father longs. You should help these brothers in every need and danger. You should try to make them happy, give them joy, distribute gifts they need. You should protect them from all harm. You should do everything you wish for the one you love with all your heart, for this love is within you and only needs to be kindled. You should also know that every person is in danger of getting lost who does not find the path to me, and therefore you should help him onto the right path. You should illuminate his path with a bright light which shines brightly for you again through loving activity, in which you should let shine out into the darkness of night, so that your brothers will also recognize the path which leads back to the Father. You should think of your neighbor more than of yourselves, for truly, I myself will then know how to protect you if you lovingly take care of your neighbor who is too weak to help himself. Nor will you ever need to fear that you will have to live in want yourselves, because you first thought of your neighbor who is in need. For as you measure out, so will it be measured out to you, and thus you also banish your own need when you take care of your neighbor. And you can believe it, your fellow human beings will also take an example from such a life of love, and then their spiritual state will also be brightened. They will be accessible to the truth and also be able to understand everything they are told about their destiny on earth, for love will break through all shells, people's hearts will become light, They can now also be instructed about all spiritual correlations, about their beginning and their final goal. They will understand and want to share their knowledge with their fellow human beings again, because they themselves are delighted by their knowledge and now love impels them to also let others participate in the light which enlightens their hearts. For the right proclamation of my teaching of love also includes a love of action. It includes a way of life in unselfish neighborly love which will also cause fellow human beings to fulfill the commandments of love for God and neighbor. Amen.